Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Praise God. You know, we've been talking about something that is amazingly lacking in churches and in our own personal lives. And we spoke about this already and we said, why is it that we saw the power of God so strong with the disciples after Jesus was resurrected and even while Jesus was alive in the earth, but after he was resurrected and ascended, why was there so much power in the church that you heard that Peter's shadow and Paul's handkerchiefs and that were causing and creating great things to take place, and people were being saved by their thousands? Why is that lacking today in the church? And we discovered that Jesus said that the work that I do, you'll do also, and even greater works. He said those words. Is that right? He said, what I do, you'll do also, and even greater. And we know that Jesus raised the dead. We know that he multiplied the loaves and the fish. We know that he healed how many sick people? We know all about that, don't we? Why are we not seeing it on the same scale that they had it then? After Jesus was resurrected and then he ascended, you saw it happening in the book of Acts. People would come out in cities, the whole city, and they couldn't get near the apostles, so they'd leave the people lying on stretchers in the road so that perhaps even just the shadow of them might touch them. I mean, where's that happening? Why is it not taking place today? And you know, we understand that we can believe God and we've received salvation, we're born again, and we're walking in divine health. Thank you, Jesus. And we know he's healing people nonstop. He healed two people this morning before service even. And we know this is taking place. And we've got a lot of strength in what we believe. We've got a lot of power in what we believe, and we've built some nice churches, and we've got nice schools, and you know, we got it going on, and we know how to get the devil under our feet. And the commodity that's lacking, and we've been talking about that, is humility. There's a great need for humility, and it's lacking in the churches today. I mean, there are certain people, and I'm not just talking ministers now. I mean, certain ministers, you can't even talk to them. You know, they jump in a limo before you can get to them, which is not right. Jesus was humble. He mingled with the people. He went with sinners. They wanted to kill him because he hung around with sinners. Amen. And he said, listen, a healthy person doesn't need a doctor or physician. It's the sick people that do. He made his point. He said, listen, if you got it all going together, you don't need me. You got it going on. And none of us have got it all going together. How many of you think you've arrived? Your life is perfect. The bed of roses and the thorns have been taken out. Any of us? Not one of us. And yet we're still so arrogant in who we are so often. Who do you think you are? And don't you tell me what to do. And we argue and fuss and fight and carry on and get upset at other people because they get something that you think you should have gotten. Just craziness. And it starts from childbirth. I mean, we had Canaan, our first kid, and those of you with kids know what I'm talking about. And Canaan was growing up and he was 1 year of age and along came destiny. And all of a sudden, everything Canaan owned, mine, mine, mine. He owned everything. And then when she could say it, she said it too, mine, mine, mine. And we get so arrogant and so possessive and so self-defensive and we're self-preserving all the time. We are self-preserving human beings. Why do we tell a lie? I don't. Yeah, right. Why do we lie? Because we're trying to preserve something for ourselves. I don't look bad. I don't be bad. I don't get the trouble that's coming because of what I did. So we lie. It's self-preservation. And I believe today that this is the thing that is stopping us from walking in divine, absolute power. We lack humility. Now, some of you are getting real quiet, but that's fine. The thing about it is you're going to learn something. We're going to learn something. I've entitled today's message, The Power of Humility. The power of humility. Now, not everyone wants to hear a message on humility and being humble. We'd rather hear about how I can stand in faith for my healing and how I can get my children serving God. And let me hear something else. But humility, come on, Pastor. Because when you talk on humility, you've got to talk on pride. And I don't want to hear that because I'm proud. But we found out that pride always precedes destruction. And where pride is, you can bank on it that destruction is coming. Yeah. And we also found out through all the scriptures, you can get the CDs, check it out on the internet, go and Google it, and or just go on our webpage and watch the videos. And we found out that before honor comes humility. Yeah. And humility is opposite to pride. So with pride, destruction comes. And with humility, honor comes. Honor with God. How many of you want honor with God? That God says, ooh, that's a person after my own heart. I've got to bless them. Remember how blessed David was? And yet David made so many mistakes. King David. Remember that?
Accredited academic excellence. Peaceful environment. Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
And yet he was the greatest king of Israel. Amen? Because when he sinned, he fell on his face and said, oh God, forgive me. And too often when we sin, we justify why we sinned. We justify why we did drugs because my parents this and that. We justify why we had an affair because my wife this and that. We justify everything in our lives why we don't pay the IRS because of this and that. And we justify things, and that is pride. Now this, you know, this may just stand on your shoes a little bit. You might feel I'm standing on your toes. But what I'm really doing is giving you a shoe shine. Because let me tell you what, the knife is sharp going in, but it heals coming out. Do you understand? God's word is sharp going in, but it's healing. The process will be healing. And I'm telling you, we can turn our lives around and we can stop being the way we've been and having what we've had. Never paying our rent on time. Always battling to get the finances. Always in problematic kind of relationships. Our kids, this and that. It just goes on and on and on. Our spouse, this and that. And it doesn't stop. And could I actually be the reason for it in my own life? Now, I don't like that. I don't like it. I'd rather blame Pastor John here. It's easier for me to say, but John did it. He said it. It's his fault. Isn't it easier to do that? I don't want to say, yep, you're right, I did it. Because I might look bad. Listen, you already look bad in everyone's sight. No one sees you as perfect anyway. So what's a little bit less? Who cares? Who cares what people think? You know, and if people don't like you and they don't want to be near you, you don't have to stick around. Jesus said, if they don't accept you, dust your shoes, get the dust off and move on to someone who does. Amen. Don't hang around with people that'll pull you down. Amen. Amen. Because I show what I have, I might have a weakness or two, and so I show it and you exploit it. I ain't going to stick around people like that. I want someone when they see, you got a weakness, come on, brother, come on, sister, what can we do? Let's pray together. Let's stand in faith together. Let's go and see pastor. Let's get rid of this problem. But proud people will never ask for help because they're too proud. That's why proud people are broke a lot of the times. And proud people stay sick a lot of the times because they can't go and say, you're right, something's not working, I'm still sick. Obviously, I'm not walking in as much faith as I thought. But we're too proud to go and ask. And pride goes before destruction. I don't care how you coat this thing. It's pride. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:10, only by pride comes contention. No other way. I'm telling you, pride brings destruction. Well, he didn't greet me. Well, they didn't phone me. I haven't been there and they haven't called me to see where I am. That's pride. Maybe you should go and say, you know what? You might need someone to help you call people that aren't here because you might be short in that area. Rather than say, they didn't call me. That's pride. Humility goes and says, you know what, Pastor? I've been away for 5 weeks and no one called me. I think we might have a need in the church. Could I help? Would you like me to man the phones? Humility. Honor. Amen. We're supposed to think the best. Does the Bible not say? Think the best. But let someone just do something and what do we think? Are we thinking the best? And when we don't think the best, it's pride. Because God's word said think the best. In fact, God even says, love your enemies. And I'd like to think I'm not your enemy. Yeah, you're right. Tell him to wait on the word of God. It's coming. So are you in Proverbs 6? I thought you should have been because you're all prophets, aren't you? But now we understand that pride was breathed into our parents, and pride is the very foundation of hell. The devil fell because of pride. Iniquity was found in him. We haven't even got to the scriptures yet, but you know it's in Isaiah and Jeremiah where he says, I, and all he wanted was to be the greatest. And that same pride was breathed into our parents, Adam and Eve. And so it came down into every single human being. And that's why your children, you don't have to teach your child to be nasty or to own everything. They just do it naturally, right? You can have a child and keep that child in the whitest of rooms with the softest of beautiful, positive music. And you can just speak scriptures over them. But let that dog walk in, that cute little puppy, and that child will rip its ear off. And then you try to take the child's doll away, mine, and go crazy. Did you teach the child to be like that? No. What happened? It's been passed on. Now, Jesus comes, and Jesus is totally opposite to pride. He's humility. You see? And so when we receive Jesus, we're supposed to get out of the pride train and get onto the humility express. Is that not true? The problem is our spirit gets out of the pride train and the sin train and the junk train. Our spirit, which is the real you, incidentally. But my flesh ain't got over pride yet. It still wants what it wants when it wants it and how it wants it. Why do you think you get so crazy when three lights stop you in a row? And I know you get crazy because you're in a hurry. You were late. You left too late to get to your appointment. And so now you get a red light. Come on. You get another, these lights, and you start talking to lights. That's not your spirit. Your spirit, if you had to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying, I'm protecting you from an oncoming truck. How do you know it's not stopping you from being killed? Thank you, Jesus, for this glorious time I have to look around and survey and purvey and see all your glory. That's what your spirit's saying. But your flesh is saying, get on with it now. And then the car pulls out in front of you. You're doing the speed limit. 45 is the speed limit. You're doing the speed limit. And it pulls out in front of you. And you think, okay, they're going to tap it so that they can get in front of you. You don't have to touch brakes. And no, they said at 33. Now you're talking to someone that can't hear you, but you're talking to them. Get out, move on. Get out the way. If you can't drive, what are you doing in a car? And you start doing that. That's not your spirit. The real you is saying, oh, I love them, Lord. Protect them. Help them. That's your spirit. Your flesh is the one that's shooting arrows.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.